Hello everybody, let's begin with yet another module of Traders, Kings and Pilgrims, Module 3. In this module, we will learn about the definition of the word pilgrim, how people traveled in the ancient period, about famous Chinese scholars and their contribution, important learning center Nalanda. Let's begin with the quest of the pilgrims. To start with, what do you mean by the word pilgrims? They are the men and women who undertake journeys to holy places in order to offer worship. As traders journeyed to distant lands, in their caravans and ships, pilgrims often traveled along with them. The best known of these are the Chinese Buddhist pilgrims, Pahian and Huanzang. They came to visit places associated with the life of Buddha, as well as the famous monasteries. Each of these pilgrims left an account of their journey. They wrote about the dangers they encountered on their travels, which often took years, of the countries and the monasteries that they visited. The books they carried back with them, that also has been mentioned. Huanzang, who took the land route back to China, carried back with him statues of Buddha. Buddha that was made up of gold, silver and sandalwood. Over 600 manuscripts he loaded on the backs of 20 horses. Over 50 manuscripts were lost when the boat on which he had loaded it while crossing the Indus capsized. He spent the rest of his life translating the remaining manuscripts from Sanskrit to Chinese. Nalanda, a unique center of Buddhist learning. Huanzang and other pilgrims spent time studying in Nalanda, the most famous Buddhist monastery of the period. This is how he describes it. The teachers are men of the highest ability and talent. They follow the teachings of the Buddha. The rules of the monasteries are strict and everyone has to follow them. Discussions are held throughout the day, and the old and the young mutually help one another. Learned men from different cities come here to settle their doubts. The gatekeepers ask new entrants difficult questions. They are allowed to enter only after they have been able to answer these. 7 or 8 out of every 10 are not able to answer. This gives us a beautiful insight about how Buddhism was not just famous in India, but across the world. The traders, the pilgrims wanted to come to India and learn about Nirvana. They wanted to learn about meditation and the preachings of Buddha.